Rams Nation here with Pharaoh Cooper. And obviously the big talk right now is how Tavon Austin got taken off the punt team. It's possibly you or Cooper Kupp that will be fielding those punts. What's different about fielding a punt than as opposed to a kickoff?
It's a lot different, you know. It's a lot tougher, you know. Catching kickoffs is, you know, pretty easy. You know, we have our wedge guys do it every Thursday, and they're catching the kickoffs pretty clean. So, you know, that you can get away with a kickoff, but punt returns is a lot different. You know, it's a tough job being back there, you know, with people running full speed at you and, you know, trying to track the ball at the same time. You know, just the way the ball comes down, you know, it's a lot tougher for sure, though.
Are you thinking about something different? Are you looking at different angles once you catch it? You know, what is the process once if you're not fair catching?
You know, at the end of the day, it's kind of like kick return. You catching the ball and trying to make a play. You know, kick return is more of a, you know, design setup. You know, kind of you want to hit this crease, but punt return, you really can go anywhere depending on how the punt cover team is looking. You know, so it's a lot different. You know, it has its own.
Are you confident in that? Are you confident going back there?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely confident going back there. Caught them all through college and caught them last year towards the end of the year and caught a lot of them today. So I'm very comfortable.
I was gonna say, did you already start practicing that today?
Yeah, I already started.
Okay, now. You guys have obviously done a lot better on offense so far this year, but very inefficient in the red zone. Coach McVay talked about maybe that's play calling. Jared Goff blamed himself on execution. What have you kind of seen go on in the red zone for you guys? Because in the past 8 times, you guys have only had 1 touchdown. In the past 8 times of the red zone. Yeah.
You know, it really just comes down to, you know, execution and, you know, mistakes we can, you know, we can fix. You know, we watch film. You know, we had some mistakes that we could have scored on that were open that we didn't execute on. So, you know, that's a coach emphasis on that on today on, you know, trying to get better on the red zone. You know, we got to do better if we want to win games. You know, 7 points is a lot better than 3.
Tough road stretch coming up, going to Jacksonville first before London. What do you know about Jacksonville? Have you guys watched film on them? They've got a good secondary.
Yeah, they do have a good secondary. I know they coming off of 5. Just got 5 interceptions last game against Pittsburgh. So, you know, they're kind of high right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of confidence in themselves. So, you know, we have to just, you know, be in our own cues, run good routes this week, you know, focus on the little things. And, you know, and just make plays in man coverage.
Okay, last question, I promise you. You guys are headed over to London, like I talked about, but we're not looking at that London game. I'm more so talking about this long road trip. Is there anything that you guys can do that you learned last year to kind of prepare to be on the road for this long? Because maybe you didn't sleep as much last year, or maybe you didn't get as much rest. What did you kind of learn from last year's long road trip?
You know, it's a lot of traveling, going from Jacksonville, staying there. The main thing is probably going to be the time change, you know, going over there, you know, getting accustomed to the time change and making sure you're getting your sleep, you know, setting our clocks and, you know, and really just, you know, being on time and everything. But, you know, that's kind of the main thing. You know, we still got football in our minds, you know, practice every day and meetings every day, and we should be fine.
Show off your hair to the camera. You got a new dude just for this interview. Show it off. He's looking. Thanks, Coop.